This is why the two of us don't do a show together.
That's right.
Because it just falls apart. Because we don't have the two even-keeled ones to rein us back in. So,
okay, let's get to the point about a lesser character being fired from a major production.
I was gonna go with The View, actually, because they had like that one chick get kicked off or one chick left. It'd be like, what were we talking about?
We were talking about Ken Doan bitching.
Yeah. But it'd be like when Rosie O'Donnell left The View, and then they were doing all that bad mouthing bullshit. It's like that. So you're expecting, and a lot of people watch that show. So you're not expecting somebody to pick that up and run with it, like Variety or the trade magazines who cover that industry. Of course, you're going to cover it.
Right. So, of course, the dirt sheets are going to cover it when you put a blog up on your MySpace account bitching out your old employer.
And when is that term going to go away finally? Because
dirt sheets.
Yeah. I suppose because there's no – in some stories, there's no – what am I looking for here? Reliable source. Not reliable source. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, we triple-check our sources here. What are you talking about?
But, I mean, and it's not like there was a press conference that covers this or a press release that covers, you know, Scott Hall was drunk and Kevin Nash, they go away. You have your source, you just don't say anything.
Yeah.
But in this case, I mean, he's just trying to make it look like he was a victim in this, so that's why he's using the word dirt sheet, because he was a dumbass. And who knows, probably one of his friends in WWE probably called him and was like, dude, take that down.
Yeah.
Because they're going to hire you back. You're 22 years old or whatever, idiot. But.
What a fool. Well, anyway.
It's just the pissy tone of this stuff. It's like, you know, you walk into a store, you rob it, and then you get mad that the news covered you robbing a store. That's what the news does, dumbass.
Or at the same time, I don't know. Well, first of all, you get mad because there's only $30 in the cash register. Yeah. Like, I spent all this time robbing you, and this is the thanks I get?
Exactly.
Oh, great, now my name's in the police log, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like I got this. No, never mind.
But no. This is the analogy hour.
Yeah.
Brought to you by StuntGranny.com. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But whatever.